This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from loudersound.com, which I read all the time.
You know what? It's a good publication.
Headline reads, I saw they sent a bunch of celebrities into space, and I thought, well, if them, why not me? Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine wants their final show to be in outer space.
Yep.
Megadeth main man Dave Mustaine has lofty ambitions for the band's final show ever, like seriously lofty. He is setting the scene for his ideal last show. He wants, they're going out on a tour, their imminent 17th album.
Yep.
An accompanying world tour will be their final chapter. Mustaine says he wants the last concert, though, to be in space. Quote, I hope we be playing up in space. I think that will be a really fitting climax. And I'm not talking about on the side of a vomit comet. A gig on the moon, a full moon landing, that would be cool, unquote. Is he still doing drugs?
Nope, he quit doing drugs a long time ago.
Oh, just checking.
He, okay.
Referring to Katy Perry, Star Trek legend William Shatner, and Virgin billionaire Richard Branson all going up into space in recent years, Megadave says, well, if them, why not me? I'm just watching to see how it all progresses. I think Elon Musk and Richard Branson are working on interstellar travel, and I think people are going to be traveling to space a lot sooner than we think.
You know how you always think that rock stars and the people like that are like the coolest people on Earth, and they're just so amazing? Mm-hmm. Well, this just shows, and I'm sorry, but you're going to really, no one's going to like what I'm about to say. It just shows that no matter what happens, as you get older, people just start saying weirder and weirder things. The big thing for me is, okay, go on the moon. Have you ever seen anyone walk on the moon? You're not going to be able to play speed metal and thrash metal on the moon.
Well, it's tough with gloves.
It's not even just tough with gloves, just the idea of being able to move. You're going to be,
very slow speed. It will be slow metal.
I am a big fan of Megadeth. I think they've made some of the most important music in metal ever. And as I said to you earlier, he has the distinction of being in not one, but two of the big four metal bands of the 80s. And this guy is a wackadoodle.
When asked if he thought this was actually possible, Dave Mustaine said people already travel over 40,000 feet in altitude. And when you get to that kind of atmosphere, you're basically already in space. No, most space studies agree outer space begins closer to 327,000 feet. So you got a little ways to go. I do think it's going to happen, though, says Dave. The question is, are people going to be able to inhabit the moon?
No! at the best version of this, David, we live stream this. But also, it's never going to happen. And also, the metal community fights every day to be taken seriously. We have since the early 80s, actually the late 70s. And when you say things like this, you just make it more difficult. And no one's going to pay attention to your last album. They're going to be like, oh, look, Space Dave's back. He's probably going to complain about not being in Metallica anymore.
Space Dave, I love that. Well, we'll see.
Can we just stay in the air for another few hours? I can still talk about this.
See if this comes to pass. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.